91X News.
It's minus 10 and lightly snowing at noon from the QNET newsroom. Good afternoon. I'm Leah Den Hartog. One person was pronounced dead after a major crash involving three vehicles near the intersection of Airport Parkway and Mitchell Road. Three others were taken to Kingston General Hospital with serious injuries. The accident happened at 8:20 yesterday morning. The investigation is ongoing into the accident. Anyone who has information is encouraged to contact Belleville Police. A collision on the eastbound Highway 401 near Gananoque has been cleared. The right lane was blocked by multiple vehicles just east of Highway 32, according to OPP. The accident occurred earlier this morning. Toronto police are calling the deaths of five men that work of a serial killer and say they expect to find more victims. Remains have been found at the bottom of planter boxes as three more country of first-degree murders have been charged against him, according to police. Bruce MacArthur was already facing two counts of first-degree murder late earlier this month in connection with the disappearance of two men from Toronto's Gay Village. Investigators are scouring properties where MacArthur worked as a landscaper and are asking anyone who received landscaping services from him to contact police. A Colburn man has been charged with multiple vehicle-related charges. Last Wednesday, Port Hope OPP stopped Donald Bates on Walton Street. OPP report they discovered that he apparently had a suspended license, didn't have insurance, was using two different license plates, and was using a vehicle not fit for the highway. As a result, he was charged with driving under suspension, driving a motor vehicle with no insurance, using an unauthorized plate, and operating an unsafe vehicle. Bell Let's Talk and the Rossi Family Foundation are pledging $1 million to develop a national standard of mental health care for post-secondary students. The announcement was made ahead of Bell Let's Talk Day on Wednesday. The day is meant to raise awareness about mental health and suicide prevention. The Montreal-based Rossi Family Foundation is an organization that funds many initiatives, including surrounding mental health. QNET News is following the story and will have more in the days ahead. A residential building for terminally ill patients is one step closer to happening in the Belleville-Quinney region. The six-bed facility was endorsed by the Southeast Local Health Integration Network at a meeting yesterday morning. It is proposed to be 6,500 square feet and costing an estimated $2.3 million. The building is expected to go up and running sometime next year. The nearest residential hospice to Belleville is the Heart of Hastings Hospice, located in Medoc. Ontario's Progressive Conservatives have shuffled their critic portfolio as they continue to deal with the resignation of former party leader Patrick Brown. Interim leader Vic Fedeli says he has appointed three of the party's caucus members to new critic roles. Lisa McLeod will take over as the party's finance critic. Lauren Coe will become the party's education critic. And Lisa Thompson will become the party's caucus chair. The shuffle comes less than a week after Brown resigned in the wake of sexual misconduct allegations, reported by CTV News. People gathered last night in Quebec City for a vigil to mark the first anniversary of a mosque shooting where six men died. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, Quebec Premier Philippe Couillard, and other opposition leaders were also in the city to honor the dead men and the 19 others that were wounded. A gunman fired into an Islamic cultural center during evening prayers. In his speech, Trudeau urged people not to be afraid of using the word Islamophobia, explaining why it seems to make some people uncomfortable.
Well, it's because it goes to fears. It goes to the irrational elements inside of us. We need to challenge ourselves. We need to be better than we are.
The vigil began with the reading of the victims' names and their children. Police say more than 80 complaints have been received against two former RCMP doctors under investigation for alleged sexual misconduct spanning decades and two provinces. As Karen Rebeau with the Canadian Press tells us, Toronto police have logged more than 20 complaints against a retired doctor in the Mounties Ontario Division, while Halifax police have received more than 60 complaints against an ex-Nova Scotia doctor.
It's the first time Toronto police have revealed the number of complaints they've received. Megan Gray of the Toronto Police Service says by email, it's still too early in the process to say whether charges will be laid. The Toronto doctor was allegedly particularly focused on women's chests during medical examinations, while the Halifax doctor, nicknamed Dr. Fingers, has been accused of inappropriate and unnecessary pelvic area examinations.
Toronto lawyer Megan McPhee, who is involved in a class action lawsuit against the RCMP, says both physicians allegedly abused their power over vulnerable young recruits. A group of educators is asking Facebook to get rid of one of its newest features. Brian Clark has the story.
Pull the plug. That's the message a group of child development experts and advocates are sending to Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg. They're asking him to shut down Facebook's Messenger Kids app. The group says that app is targeting younger children and contend its intended market, kids under 13, aren't ready to have social media accounts or protect their privacy online. Facebook launched the app last month, touting it as a way for kids to chat with friends and family as an extension of a parent's account, and said it would not show ads to kids. Brian Clark, ABC News.
The moon is providing a rare triple threat this week. Tomorrow, much of the world will get to see not only a blue moon and a supermoon, but also a total lunar eclipse, all rolled into one. Lunar scientist Dr. Noah Petro says the moon will change in color and temperature.
It's going from the oven of being in direct sunlight into the Earth's shadow, which is like going into the freezer. And so that dramatic temperature change can be measured by instruments either on the Earth or in orbiting spacecraft.
The eclipse will be most visible in the western half of the U.S. and Canada before the moon sets early tomorrow morning. That's QNET News on 91X 21206. Sports is next.
That was some party thanks to my buddy's beer and joint. Here's the keys, joint.
Yo, I'm not driving. I'm way too stoned. How are you feeling, beer?
Oh, since we had that talk, I'm not driving tonight at all.
What about you, Dave?
You only had a couple of drinks.
And only a couple of puffs.
I don't drink and drive. No way I'm getting behind the wheel when I smoked weed, too.
How are we getting home, then?
Come on, Dave. Take one for the team.
Don't let weed and alcohol influence your decision to drive.
Yeah, I need a ride.
A message from Mad Canada.
QNET Sports. In hockey news, the Belleville Senators sent their very first player to the AHL All-Star Challenge. Gabriel Gagne helped the North Division win the competition yesterday in Utica. He scored one goal and four assists in four games. Gagne participated in three of the skills competition events on Sunday. The NHL is back in action tonight after being on the All-Star break. There are 12 games going on. Ottawa will be playing the Carolina Hurricanes tonight in Carolina. This will be the first time this season that the two meet in regular play. In football, the New England Patriots were the first team on stage at Super Bowl opening night, the kickoff of the weekend of build-up to the big game. They gathered at Xcel Energy Center, the hockey rink and home of the NHL's Minnesota Wild, for their first on-site media obligation after landing in Minneapolis in the afternoon. Patriots quarterback Tom Brady says he doesn't mind media night.
This could never get old. This is pretty amazing. It's gotten, you know, bigger every year. So I remember when it used to be standing on the field, you know, for 45 minutes. But now look at this. It's a big event. So it's very cool to be here.
In basketball, the Milwaukee Bucks won their fourth straight game since coach Jason Kidd was fired by beating the Philadelphia 76ers 107-95 last night. Bucks center John Hessen says they have looked good during their four-game winning streak.
Just playing well. We beat the teams we're supposed to beat. And, you know, Philly tonight, you know, we're not going to kid ourselves. We didn't have them beat. But you got to play the guys in front of you. And that's what we did.
The Detroit Pistons have acquired an all-star forward, Willie Reed and Bryce Johnson, in a multiplayer package. Danny Kapp has more on this.
One of the greatest players to ever don a Clippers jersey is on the move. The Pistons have acquired Blake Griffin as part of a package deal that sends Tobias Harris, Avery Bradley, Boban Marjanovic back to Los Angeles. Griffin leaves the Clippers as the franchise's second-leading scorer, third-leading rebounder, fifth in assists, and sixth in games played. The trade offers the Clippers roster flexibility. Griffin signed a five-year, $173 million contract before this season, while Bradley will be a free agent this summer, and Harris and Marjanovic each have 1 year left on their respective deals. Denny Kapp, Detroit.
In golf news, Jason Day sank an 18-inch birdie putt on the sixth playoff hole to beat Alex Noren and win the Farmers Insurance Open. Day and Noren played this morning after grinding through five playoff holes Sunday before it got too dark to continue. The Australian-born Day says he has fond memories linked to Torrey Pines.
It is special to be able to win here again. This was my first win when I first came over here as a junior. I won the World Junior Championships here, and being able to win in 2015 really propelled me to a really great year. I won my first major, got to number one in the world, and I'm hoping to do much of the same this year.
Send us your team or league scores. Email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville, cloudy and clearing up later this afternoon with a high of minus 6. Tonight we're going to see a few clouds and a low of minus 15. Tomorrow it's going to be cloudy with a few flurries beginning in the morning around 2 centimeters and a high of 0. At 12:10, it's minus 10 outside. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Leah Denhartog, News on 91X, next at 1.